Buddy McCartney is a kaikōrero, our touchstone, really, for Māori matters in and around Tauranga Moana. Over the weekend, there was acknowledgement of the nearly 160 years since the Battle of Gate Power, Pukehinehine. The commemorations were held at St. George's Church, and Buddy McCartney was there, and he is with us again. I appreciate you being with us, Buddy. Tēnā koe, kia ora no.
Morena, morena koutou.
Kia ora. Buddy, when you looked around the room, I mean, were there many Māori there, or was it mostly Pākehā? What was the makeup of those who were there to acknowledge 159 years?
Well, interesting. Yeah, it's about, I would say, a third Māori and two-thirds Pākehā people, and a lot of them members of the church community, of course. They look on it as being their kind of obligation to have this service every year. But yes, it was, and you know, I was very pleased to see some of our whānau from Painui, from Waikato, there as well. So, you know, getting links going between ourselves and, for example, the people at Rangiriri over over in the Waikato. So, yeah, it's a very pleasing pleasing development. As you say, it's the 159th commemoration this year. We have something which is called the 60 bell service, where they toll the bell once for every one of the known dead from the battle in 1864. This year, we had the story of the battle told by Marcus Winter. Marcus is a sand artist, and so he uses sand to tell his story. It's just amazing the ability he has to convey quite a complicated kōrero in very simple terms. So, yeah, thank you. and then, of course, we have children from the local Pukehinehine Gate Pā School taking part as well. This year, two of our Māori tamariki leading the way. And also we're getting a wider cross-section of the kind of religious community, if you want to put it that way. So we had people there representing the Ratanga Church, Ringatū, the Anglican Church, of course. There's the, I'm not quite sure of their name, but there is an Indian Christian group as well who have formed an association with the church, and so they were there too. We all finished the day sharing a lovely afternoon tea, which was part sponsored by Ngāti Ranginui, who are one of the local iwi.
Tēnā
koe. Yeah, all in all, a very good day, Dale.
I'm pleased to hear that. Look, I know that there is part of a reserve that's been set aside, if possible, to put together some sort of focus on the land wars, and that you're in the process of seeking resource consents. Can you bring us up to speed with what's planned and what stage you're at with that, please, Buddy?
Yeah, we're establishing a centre to tell the whole story of the New Zealand wars. So the centre will be called Te Pūtake o Te Riri. And as you say, we are just about to lodge applications for resource consents. So I was able to talk to a lot of the people attending yesterday about that and get them added to our database of supporters, which is, again, very pleasing. But once that once the application goes in, Dale, then we need to start raising the money. So I'm only looking for 55 mil, bro, so if you can help, I'll be very, very happy.
Just 55 mil. Yeah, well, Rangi, you might have that from your allowance, from your papa. Hey, he's set aside a little for you. I'm just talking to my mate next door. No, fair call. Good one. What would you say? I mean, you know, people were frustrated at a lack of recognition of the realities of Pukehinehine. But it feels by your attendance and more of our people as well, and a willingness of the church community in this case, that by working together, acknowledging by the ring of the 60 bells yesterday, it seems like we're bringing together a team that can help push it forward collectively rather than the ideas just coming from tangata whenua or the like. So do you sense there's the start of perhaps a wave that can contribute to what ultimately is quite a huge goal, that's the establishment of this centre and the pūtea needed to do it?
Yes, I think there's a growing maturity in how we approach these things, and that's reflected in the change in the school curriculum to give more of a focus to New Zealand history. Also, yeah, of course, helped by the church. The service has always been one that they describe as being a service of reconciliation. So that's, you know, always a step in the right direction. And there is a growing awareness of how important local history is. You know, over the past couple of years, we had so many business firms relocate to Tauranga, and I would do at least half a dozen company tours where we get all the staff together and we do the whole history of what led up to the battle itself, and what happened afterwards. So that's good. I've got I was supposed to have a school group yesterday coming down from the Coromandel, but the weather is a bit against us, so I think that's been postponed. But, you know, that's just a growing need for people, especially schools, to know the story and get their kids to know the story, which is the most important part. Yeah.
And you and I talking about it, it's just part of what needs to be done, doesn't it? The reality of the situation needs to be spread far and wide, and hopefully by talking in the way that we do and others will too, that can be achieved. It's always neat to have you join us on the program. Appreciate you taking the call at short notice too, brother. Thanks very much, buddy.
Oh, you're welcome, Dale, and go the Warriors. Eh?
Okay. Yeah. Well, they weren't going too far yesterday. They kept hitting the brick wall, the boys. Anyway, we'll stay with them. Thanks very much, buddy.
Okay, mate.
Kia ora, mate. All the best to you. Buddy McKay, the historian based in Tauranga, Moana.